Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Praise the Lord, and good to see you here, and I guess that's making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yeah, I guess that's what that is, but it's good to have you with us this morning. Hey, if you have your Bibles, why don't you turn with me in Psalm 119, or on the overhead, you'll be able to see it, but it's a Psalm of David, powerful Psalm 119. We're going to go from verses 25 to 40. But it deals every single verse. There's 176 verses, but every single verse declares the word of God in one form or another. Maybe in precept, it might say testimony, it might say word or scripture. But it's just a passion that the psalmist had for the word of God. And it's something that I pray that we all have, that I would have more of. I have a love for the word, but this psalm really takes us deep into the word of God. And going into the word of God, we come into a relationship with God. So follow along with me. I will begin at verse 25. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have told of my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so I will meditate on your wonders. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove the false way from me, and graciously grant me your law. I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed your ordinances before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall observe it to the end. Give me understanding that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to dishonest gain. Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity and revive me in your ways. Establish your word to your servant as that which produces reverence for you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your ordinances are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me through your righteousness. Father, we do thank you so much for your word. Lord, it is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Lord, I pray that day by day, hour by hour, we may fall more in love with your word, as the psalmist declares, that as the deer pants after the water brook, our heart, our soul might pant after you through your word. Lord, you say that you exalt your word above your name, because in the word it does exalt your name. It declares who you are, your character, your attributes. And so, Lord, we thank you so much for the preciousness of your word. Lord, I pray that we would be people of the word. And God, I pray that you bless this morning through the worship and through your word. Teach us. Open our hearts and our lives to you. Lord, I pray that we leave this place different than when we came in. We will glorify you in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Here we are, Lord. Take all that we are.
Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Here I am, God. Here I am, God. Set me on fire. Take all I have, Lord. Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Here I am, God. Arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. My heart stands in awe of your name. My heart stands in awe of your name, your mighty love.
forsake me. You will be with me. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life to you, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Here I am, God. Lord, we know that your power is at work in us, strengthening us when we are weak, freeing us from the bondages of sin, God. That is what the blood of Jesus Christ does for us each and every day. Your power at work in me, I'm broken gracefully. I'm strong when I am weak, I will be free. Yeah, your power at work in me, I'm broken gracefully. I'm strong when I am weak, I will be free. Your power at work in me, we're broken gracefully. I'm strong when church, let's pour out our lives to him. Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Here we are, God. Here we are. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Pour out our life, pouring. Sacrifice unto you. We'll welcome you here in your house today, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be yours. nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. In your presence, Lord, as we've tasted and seen the goodness of God. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, ooh, Holy Spirit, our heart's desire, Lord, day in and day out, that we would draw closer and closer to you as you are close to us, Lord. May there never be a time that we do not welcome you here in your own house, God. That we would opt for programs more than for spirit-led. That we would opt for a feel-good pep talk than the solid word of God. May it never be so, God. Jesus. For it is your word that brings life. For great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord, so great. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You give life. Our love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Oh, great are you, shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Let's stand and sing that out. All the earth, sing out.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
great are you, Lord.
Me.